Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on CSNCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everybody, to the Raiders Insider Podcast, something that we here at CSN California are going to be posting on our website every week, hopefully every Wednesday, bringing you quality Raiders-related guests throughout the course of this regular season. And we're starting it off with the quarterback. That's right. We got 7 good minutes with quarterback Derek Carr, and he talked about everything from how this offense is evolving, how he manages to keep his heart rate low, and how excited he was to meet his sporting idol, Kobe Bryant. Stay tuned for a conversation with Derek Carr. Quarterback Derek Carr is with us. Thank you so much for taking the time, man.
Of course, yeah, no problem.
How are things going heading into week 3?
It's going great. You know, I'm just super focused on Tennessee and, you know, playing them again. I'm excited, really to get the bad taste out of our mouth. As always, after you lose, you just can't wait to get to the next one.
You look at these offensive numbers and they're tops in the league right now. But you just kind of alluded to it in this press conference that you just had, that there's still room for growth. What is going well and what needs to go better?
You know, I think it was going well is that, you know, we're moving the ball efficiently. You know, I think last week we didn't have 3 and outs, which is good. Not only does that help us move the ball as offense and score points, but it helps when you do have to punt field position wise. You know, so, you know, we got to keep the whole team, you know, and our mindset as always, you know, especially playing quarterback. So I think that those are good things, but there's still opportunities left out there for more touchdowns.
Are there... When you look at game tape of yourself, I know you're always your own worst critic, but mm-hmm. What are you seeing that looks better to you that maybe, wow, last year I wasn't doing that and now this is working?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a difference on film, but I just see that it's just more confidence, more fluid. It's more, it looks just how my coach wants it to look, you know. And I think that that's the main thing I want to do is when I'm done with the game, I want my coach to look at the tape and say, hey, that's exactly how we drilled it.
Yeah, and then also, you had talked earlier just that you feel more calm, that your heart rate's kind of staying slower. But that doesn't seem like something that you can work on the practice field mm-hmm. necessarily. Is it just something that just sort of happens? Is it through experience? Like, what's the key there?
Yeah, you know, I prayed about it. I definitely did. Just try and calm down a little bit. I get so excited. I love the game so much. But I got to remember, I don't play linebacker. You know,
right.
I don't play safety. You know, I play quarterback, and I got to calm down. And sometimes I forget that when I scramble, especially.
Right.
But I think that it's just something that I've really, worked hard on, mentally, and, really, praying about it, really just trying to be better in that way.
You used a fantastic term last week when you were talking about this, that Mamba mentality.
Yeah.
And I know that during last basketball season, you actually got a chance to meet Kobe Bryant. What was that like? I'm sure when you were younger, he's one of those athletic idols that you look up to.
Yep.
How'd that work out, and like, what was the interaction like?
Yeah, Kobe is my favorite athlete of all time, any sport. And I let him know. I said, "Hey, man, thank you for taking the time, first of all, and I just want to thank you for the way that you competed, the way that you worked." Because it's motivated me to the way that I compete, the way that I work. And he told me, he said, "Man, that means more to me than you know." And it couldn't have gone better, man. It was really cool.
And given that you are a sports fan at heart, is that why you have always gone out of your way to, to take care of kids that come in from charitable, organizations, or just sign autographs at camp until your hand basically is, covered in Sharpie ink?
Yeah.
Is that why you do that?
Yeah, a big reason for me is, it really is just who I am. I love people. I think y'all know that by now. Really just love spending time around people and just, having interactions. I love to be involved in people's lives. And, if I can make a kid smile, if I can help brighten someone's day just by signing something or taking a picture, I'm always going to do it.
And, we have heard and seen some videos that you can hoop it up a little bit. Do you think if there was a one-on-one competition in this locker room, do you think that you'd be the champ of that one?
I think I got a good chance. There's a lot of talented guys, but if you give me a month to shoot, yeah, it's gonna be hard for me to miss.
Now, if it's Derek versus David, now that one may get a little physical.
That game's not ending. Yeah, that game won't end. Someone's going to be bleeding. Someone's going to have a broken something. Yeah, that I don't even want to go there.
And we've seen, you know, your other brother Darren has posted some videos of the Carr family watching Raiders games, and it looks, shall we say, intense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that what it was like back when you guys were watching Texans games? And is that kind of just the way it is, that this family just kind of bonds around this sport?
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, it's something that's obviously brought us – it brings us all together at one spot, you know, which is cool. You know, you always want to spend time with your family. And obviously it's not, you know, all we're about in those things, but it's definitely something in our lives that – you know, whenever someone's playing, we've always been there to support them. You know, whether it's my nephew, you know, scoring his first high school JV touchdown. You know, I was able to be there. My brothers were obviously there coaching. So we're always there for each other, especially around this game.
You know, and having David now on NFL Network doing a lot of TV seems like a natural. And sometimes you guys have some good interactions there. Yeah. Has it ever gotten to a point where he's going to be like, all right, I have to critique my brother on television?
You know? I told him, I said, look, man, yeah, you know, you got to do what you got to do, but don't turn too media on us. You know, don't forget where your roots are. So, no, he's been good, man. He made fun of me for missing a tackle against Bruce my rookie year already. So I told him that's bad enough.
You know, and I actually just asked you about this at your press conference, but Amari Cooper seems to be playing at a different level right now. Mm. What do you see that is improved in him? It seems like a big knock on him was he would have some drops on some easier plays. Now it seems like the easy plays look easy and the hard plays look easy too.
Yeah, and that's just a credit to him working hard. Everyone's going to have bumps in the road their rookie year. But he's playing extremely fast, extremely confident. Like we talked about, he looks healthy. You know, whereas last year he was out there limping around, still went for 1,000 yards. And I think that now we're seeing, you know, really what he can, you know, be really about.
After you were drafted back in 2014, it seemed like you and Khalil kind of bonded together and said, we want to be the start of something better, the start of something great. Now, that's based upon football, but you see that you guys have become like legitimately good friends, you know, like not just around the sport. Kind of how did that develop? Maybe you guys, I don't know how much you guys have in common outside of that, but it just seems like a really strong kind of bond there.
Yeah, you know, we spend a lot of time together outside of the building, you know, especially in the off season. You know, he's coming. You know, I'll text him and he'll come work out with me, and you know, we'll work out together. We'll go out and run together. You know, just things to, you know, be out there, and we just make each other laugh the whole time. You know, whether it's making fun of each other, you know, ragging on our teammates that are hanging out with us. You know, whatever it is, man, it's just we've wanted to build a culture here that is family, and when we break it down on family, we wanted to really wanted it to mean something. You know, we didn't want it to just be words. So spending time together, you know, he always gives me a hard time because he said I invite him to my house and I said I'll make sandwiches. You know, so he makes fun of me for that, but that's about it.
Just one last thing. I know you just had a second son very recently. What is the difference between having one over having two? I'm sure the stress level,
man,
goes through the roof.
No more zone defense. It's man-to-man. You know, so it's man-to-man. But my wife, she has to play, you know, zone against the two of them, you know, all day. So she's the real hero, man. You know, the way that she, you know, can be with them all day when they're grumpy, you know, when they're happy and wild, you know, it's just a sight to see, man. She's the real hero. You know, my wife Heather, she's amazing. But you know, being able to have two of them now, it's surreal, man. It's something I've dreamed of. That means more to me than football. You know, being able to go home and hug them and have them run up to me, that will always mean more to me than scoring touchdowns.
Well, that was 7 good minutes with Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. Thank you so much for the time, man. Appreciate
it. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the first installment of CSN California's Raiders Insider Podcast. And a special thanks to quarterback Derek Carr for taking the time to kick this podcast off right. Now, if you want to catch up with quality interviews from Raiders players, coaches, and front office personnel, please subscribe to the Raiders Insider Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere else that you can subscribe to these podcasts.
The Raiders Insider Podcast on CSNCalifornia.com.